Kind of seems like a contrast, doesn't it? Lion and the lamb, Jesus the same. Lion and the lamb, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the victorious king who will reign and rule one day, but the lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Boy, what a contrast, but what a truth that is. If you have your Bibles, why don't you turn to Psalm 101? That's our psalm reading for this morning. And it's a psalm of David at the time of his coronation as king. God appointed him as king, and David declares his unwavering faithfulness to that appointment. So why don't you follow along as I read? I will sing of loving kindness and justice to you, O Lord. I will sing praises. I will give heed to the blameless way. When will you come to me? I will walk within the house in the integrity of my heart. I will set no worthless thing before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not fasten its grip on me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will know no evil. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbor, I will destroy. No one who has a haughty look and an arrogant heart will I endure. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a blameless way is the one who will minister to me. He who practices deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who speaks falsehood shall not maintain his position before me. Every morning I will destroy all the wicked of the land, so as to cut off from the city of the Lord all those who do iniquity. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for just the fact that there is righteousness, there is wickedness, there is black, there is white, there is good, there is evil. Lord, there's no shadow of turning with you. And Father, we do thank you, Lord, that you are a just God. You are a righteous God. And Father, we thank you for our place with you. Lord, you are that lamb that died for the sins of the world, Lord. And we just give you our hearts and our lives and thank you so much that by our trusting and believing in you, you have taken away those sins, delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of your beloved Son. And so, Lord, we celebrate this morning through praise and through worship. Lord, just enfold our hearts, Lord, to give you all of our love and all of our commitment, Lord, and I pray that you just give back of your Spirit, Lord, fill us to overflowing. And also, Lord, give us ears to hear what your Holy Spirit would say through your word now. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
morning. Thank you for this place that we can come and worship you freely, Lord, that we can ask you to heal our hearts. Father, I pray that if there's anyone here that's aching, Lord, or discouraged or disappointed, Lord, I pray that we would just lift our burdens to you. Lord, we thank you that you're a God who takes our cares and takes our worries, Lord, and so we lift them to you as we sing to you of how much you love us. Lord, we're so grateful. So stand with us?
Changing hearts and minds, healing.
paid the highest price. The cross of Jesus Christ is what he paid. Greater love has no man than this, than he lay down his life for a friend. And you are my friends, Jesus said, if you do my will. What is his will? To believe on him whom God the Father has sent, Jesus Christ. And that's what we do this morning. And what a great celebration that we've had through the worship. Hey, good to have you with us. Why don't you turn around, say hi to a few folks before you're seated and get to know somebody new. Give them a warm greeting.
Is it kind of hot here?
Well, I encourage you. I think, though, is the weather clearing up, or is it going to keep raining, or what? You know, wow, what a storm. Of course, it's brought the surf up for you surfers, so that's pretty good. Doesn't matter if it's raining or it's sunny, you know, you still get in the water, you're still going to get wet, and yeah. But anyway, I don't know if the rain stopped, but just encourage you to extend that fellowship out on the deck afterwards, and there's always a great meal or a beverage that you can get and get together with friends and maybe new friends as well. Also encourage you tonight, Pastor Bud is going to continue on in his study, the attributes and the characteristics of God, and well, you just can't go wrong when you're dealing with a whole study on who God is, the attributes of God. So that'll be tonight. But this morning, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 14 as we continue on through our verse by verse of the Gospel of Luke. And we're going to look at the first 14 verses this morning, and I've entitled this passage, you know, I kind of look for things that I think are really kind of themes and evident and